Now, my first guest this morning is no stranger to Religion Matters. You've heard him on with me quite a few times. I'm delighted to welcome Bishop Dennis Nulty, Catholic Bishop of Kildare and Loughlin, to our Vocation Sunday show. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Brenda, and lovely to join you and your listeners.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Delighted to have you as always. Now, you have published a pastoral letter on vocations. Tell me the background to your preparation of this document.
Absolutely. I spent a while reflecting and preparing this document because, to me, when I was ordained last August in the Cathedral of the Assumption here in Carlow, I did pinpoint very strongly that vocations is one of the strongest areas that needs attention in the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin. There are probably, I'd say, 260,000 Catholics, I think, in the diocese. It's a massive number. So, like, we need priests, and we, you know, it's important to encourage vocations and to get the message out there. And what I'm trying to do is be proactive and say, look, if vocations are in our clubs, they're in our bands, they're in our schools, they're in our colleges, let's invite young people. If Jesus did it to Matthew, look at, surely we can do it to others and encourage them to become priests, to explore the vocation in their life.
Yeah. Now, and that's a very strong message in the letter where you've said young people need to be encouraged, not discouraged, from following a vocation to priesthood as a meaningful way of life.
Absolutely, Brenda, because I'm a little bit afraid that parents might be anxious about a son exploring a ministry as a priest and going to seminary because they say it's too lonely a life, it will be difficult, the issue of celibacy, you know, what kind of, you know, all the church has gone through in recent years, what kind of group is he joining? I want to try and turn that over on its head and say, look at parents, this priesthood is going to be so important. If we don't have priests, we won't have celebrations of Mass.
Yeah.
If we don't have priests, we won't have the Sacrament of Reconciliation. If we don't have priests, we lose out on the sacramental life of the Church. And we really need to explore very strongly how we can encourage vocations in 2014, how to encourage them in a very real and a very strong way.
Yeah, so this is something for, you've said that you're beginning this conversation now. It's not something that you're going to look at in 6 months' time or in a year's time or when you're 2 or 3 years a bishop. But this is something that you are giving priority right now.
I said it last August as a priority, and I'm living that priority now. This past week, Brenda, was the first anniversary of my announcement, simply in last May the 7th, as Bishop of Kildare and Loughlin. So that the announcement is just a year ago. So I think it's a good time to write a reflection on what it means to be a priest. I'm a priest. I may be a bishop, but I'm a priest. We're all so. What it is to be a priest, and what it means to me, and what I hope it will mean to others down the way as well, and what it means to the great priests of Kildare and Loughlin, and indeed the great priests around our country who give great ministry at a parish level.
Yeah.
And in schools and in colleges and in hospital chaplaincies and prisons, all the other aspects of life that priests work.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to Father Paul Dempsey in part three of the programme this morning, just sharing a little bit about his article, A Call, Not a Career. And I suppose that's the whole point, is that, you know, people have to be called, but I suppose as a parish community, we have to try and sort of facilitate people. And you've talked about prayer in your pastoral letter as being important.
Absolutely, because it's not just all about posters, it's not all about campaigns, it's not all about even pastoral letters. It's about simply people spending time in prayer to ask the Lord of the harvest to send people into his harvest. It is his church, it's not ours. So if for the Lord, as it is his church, you know, he will send us the priests, but we also must be proactive in encouraging people to respond to his call generously.
Now, initially, I presume you'd like people just to read your pastoral letter. I know it's been made available at Masses this weekend across the diocese, but it's available for people to read. If they haven't come across it for whatever reason, they can get it on the diocesan website.
It's on www.candle. It's on the Candle website. It's also on iCatholic, where I do a kind of a live stream presentation of it, and it's presented very well on iCatholic. So I'd encourage people just to tune in and check it up online as well. You know, I think the whole thing about, I like the word proximity. Pope Francis uses that priests must be proximate, and I always understand that word, Brenda, as being close to people, accessible, and that includes being things like online or on the internet, that people are able to say, if they can't make church or can't make somewhere in the Kildare or Loughlin today, they can still tune in.
Yeah.
Check it out online.
Yeah. Now, you've invited people. You've said this in, it's there in black and white in the letter, that if anybody wants to talk to you about priesthood in the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin, they can give you a call. And I assume...
Direct contact with me. My door is open. They're pushing an open door. No doubt about that. But I will obviously be deferring them then to Father Rory O'Donnell, the Vocation Director. But they might like to have a chat with me first, and that's absolutely fine. But I would applaud Father Rory O'Donnell and the Vocation team, who do great work in the Diocese. And that's where... And indeed, Father Paul Dempsey, who joins your show later this morning, also would have been a Vocation Director in our Diocese. So there's a whole team of wonderful priests in that whole area of vocation promotion, and I simply want to support that.
Yeah. And I suppose what I took from your message as well is that every priest is a vocations director, but potentially every parent, every grandparent can act in some way as a sort of a conduit or as a vocations director as well.
You mentioned a very good point there when you mentioned grandparents. One of the big new associations in our country who have got great life in the church is the Catholic Grandparents Association. And I think grandparents have a very formative role in faith with young people. And they are the ones who will say to their grandson, look, do you ever think about being a priest? You know, they're the ones who will also know priests very well in their parishes. And they'll also know what it is like to have a parish without a priest.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. That's a very good point. And we've had Catherine Wiley on before from the Catholic Grandparents Association, and they do tremendous work. So you're asking people to read it. They're pushing an open door if they want to chat to you about vocations. We'll just remind them of the website candle.ie with a K, and the other one is iCatholic.ie. Well, listen, on this Good Shepherd Sunday, Vocation Sunday, we thank you for joining us on Religion Matters.
I'm delighted, Brenda, to join with you and all your listeners in KFM this Sunday morning. And thank you so much for the support and for giving some airtime to this very important priority subject for me in my role as Bishop here in Kildare and Loughlin.